Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our New Delhi morning podcast of the day's big news story. This is Nainima Basu, Senior Associate Editor at the Print, and today I bring to you the latest story on how the US under outgoing President Donald Trump had extended support to India during the ongoing border standoff with China. According to a newly declassified White House document on the US Indo-Pacific strategy that was made public Wednesday, India has been engaged in one of its toughest border standoffs with China since April-May last year in the Ladakh sector of the line of actual control, and also lost 20 of its soldiers in a violent clash in the Galwan River Valley in June 2020. According to the document, India plays an important role in the US Indo-Pacific strategy, under which Washington aims to maintain its strategic primacy in the region, thereby checking China's influence even as it focuses on solidifying an enduring strategic partnership with India. Under this strategy, the report said, the US offered support to India through diplomatic, military, and intelligence channels to help address continental challenges such as the border dispute with China and access to water, including the Brahmaputra and the other rivers facing diversion by China. Under Donald Trump, the US also sought to extend its support to India's ACTIST policy and New Delhi's endeavor to be a leading global power, highlighting its compatibility with the US, Japanese and Australian vision of free and open Indo-Pacific. In 2020, after 13 years, Australia, India, Japan and the US, the Quad grouping jointly held the Malabar Naval Exercise. The report underlined that the US will need to build a stronger foundation for defense cooperation and interoperability, expand its defense trade and ability to transfer defense technology to enhance India's status as a major defense partner, and increase US's cooperation on shared regional security concerns. It needs to be noted here that in 2018, the US had given India the status of a major defense partner on par with Washington's non-NATO allies. In the past 3 years, the Indian military has inducted several US origin platforms, including the Apache attack helicopters, Chinook heavy lift helicopters, and M777 ultra lightweight artillery. According to the declassified document, under the US Indo-Pacific Initiative, America will build regional support for US-India common principles in the Indian Ocean, including unimpeded commerce, transparent infrastructure debt practices, and peaceful resolution of territorial disputes. The report also noted that the US will also work with India and Japan to help finance projects that enhance regional connectivity between India and countries of the region. India and Japan are building a container terminal in Colombo Port in Sri Lanka under a $500 million deal. On China, the declassified report says the main objective of the Trump administration was to prevent China's industrial policies and unfair trading practices from distorting global markets and harming US competitiveness. For that, the Trump administration took actions such as countering Chinese predatory economic practices that freeze out foreign competition. This was stated in the US policy on strategic framework for countering China's economic aggression under the Indo-Pacific policy. That's all I have for you right now, but I will be watching this story as it develops in the days to come. This is Nainima Basu, Senior Associate Editor at The Print, bringing you this podcast, The Print AM. Do log on every morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the best news analysis from The Print's table. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode.